Have a cigar, kid.
I produce this show. Some of you probably know that I'm a prick.
You're just gonna take us to the mall.
I am a prick. I got one issue here, and that's the show. And I'm
dead. You special.
I was a highwayman. Lot of coach roads I did ride. Sword and pistol by my side.
It's got to be one of the most beautiful songs I've ever heard, featuring four male singers. And whenever I hear that song or sing that song, I just imagine Hank Hill singing it for some reason. I don't know if that ever happened. I know he had an episode with Willie Nelson.
Damn it, Bobby. Respect the highwayman. I was a highwayman.
All right, enough of that for now. I'm actually in the middle of reading this book. Nothing to do with the highwayman, but maybe there's a highway somewhere in there. I know there's a highway in the universe in this book. And it's a very complicated process of getting to that point from point A to B and beyond. You got different orbits going around and counter Earths and such. So I'm at a point in this book where I just don't think I could go any further. I'm losing interest. The book is just dragging, and you know, things just aren't sticking. You know, you ever read and then you're just like, okay, there's 500 pages. I'm almost 200 pages in and it's just going and going. I don't remember what hipster bookstore I got this from, but I remember that there was a cat. But for some reason, I don't know why I got it. I guess at the point, it felt I had to buy this to feed some kind of intellectual need. Even though when I bought it, I knew there was a big chance that I was either going to start it and not get too far or not start it at all. So maybe it would make me look smart with it sitting on one of my shelves. But yeah, I'm reading it. I'm trying to read it. I'm getting some of it, but I'm at a point where I'm like, ugh, do I keep going? So that book, what book is it, you are wondering? It's called The Sleepwalkers by a guy named Arthur Koestler, however you would say that name. And it was written in the 60s, I believe. And it's pretty much a history of the discoveries of the universe. And he goes into detail about, you know, Copernicus and Aristotle and all those guys, Kepler, Ptolemy with the silent P, if it's silent at all. And then they talk about the guys from even going back to like BC ages before Christ. And they even theorized that the Earth was not the center. And they had all these other theories about the sounds of the universe. And then there's like Pythagorean theory about the scale of the universe, which I didn't really get a chance to really study up on it, but I just kind of, you know, read over it as I read over everything else. And there's a lot of details in this book, but the funny thing about it is this guy seems such a hater. The last thing I remember is he called Copernicus a sourpuss in his older years. He's like, oh, he's really holding a grudge against all his old friends. This guy is like the 60s version of an internet troll. He's like really hating. He's like, oh, Aristotle doesn't know a thing about the universe. But we got to talk about him anyway. This book, man, he goes on and on. And I'm not really sure, like, I don't have a huge interest in the universe and where the names of, or where our planetary system and model came from. So, I mean, I don't know why I'm reading it, but... You know, I just have a thing about starting books and not finishing it, so I just want to keep going and going and going and going and going. Always a highway. Bobby! Damn it, Bobby! Respect Willie Nelson! Sword and pistol by my side. You know what else happened about a couple days ago, maybe a week ago or so? So it's kind of old news. I wanted to record this a couple days ago, but I was tired. I worked a lot. So I read an article, and just so you know, when I say article, you could assume that it was just a post that I looked at and then read the little joke to go along with it, and then read, possibly, maybe read the comments and everything else. Maybe I read the comments and the description of that post. But what I did read was, in baseball, Major League Baseball, that is, there was like 10 or so star pitchers who were hurt. And they're all hurt because of those like 100 mile an hour fastballs that they throw. Batter up. Foul ball. And then you go from a 100 mile an hour fastball to a curveball to a changeup. And, you know, the batters are getting better. So, you know, they have to like push it and push it. And, you know, there's a lot of critique about the pitchers who only pitch like an inning or two. So, you know, they got to shut the doubters up. But most of these guys, or possibly even all of them, they all have to like take time off to get Tommy John surgery. Man, imagine that. Like I was actually looking at some of my old baseball cards, and I found a Tommy John card from probably like late 80s, maybe like 87 or 88. It's probably worth money because it might be like one of his last years, and it's could be the year that he actually went to get his Tommy John surgery. So at the time, you know, this surgery didn't have a name, and then the doctors didn't even know what it was, but they were like, you know what, we need to fix that elbow. And then Tommy John's like, well, you know what you're doing? He's like, yeah, I know what I'm doing. We don't have a name for this surgery. He's like, I don't know, man. Can I trust you with this information? It's fine. I've been playing guitar so long, but I still don't really know my scales too well. Man, what else is going on in the world? I have some music news. Huge album dropped this weekend. I don't know if you heard. You know, people are swarming to the stores. Pearl Jam, they, you know, it's probably like their 15th or so album. Oh, let me look. I don't know. I got to dig through apps and news and stuff. But yeah, I mean, that's not the only album. It's, you know, there's some other ones that I don't know who it's competing with. Some pop stars and her cult-like following. I forget her name, though. But, you know, Pearl Jam's 15th album, or maybe 16th. Could be even only like 10th or 12th. Who knows? Man, I've been working a lot. I wanted to keep this short. I didn't want to keep it this short. But I got to play a verse of a couple lines of a song for you. So at least we have that much going. And I don't think I'm getting that clipping on my guitar anymore. I actually cut my finger at work the other day, and my index finger on my left hand. This is one of the first times I picked up my guitar since then, and I'm trying to play these chords without slicing it open again. I actually almost opened it up again while flossing last night. I guess that string went right right into this cut. It's not a deep cut, but it's wide. I guess wide is better than deep. Or is it? Well, that's it for now. Maybe next time I'll have more information for you. And you. Not me. Goodbye. Bye.